Welcome to the Let's Talk Smiles podcast, the podcast where we uncover the power of a confident and healthy smile. I am your host, Dr. Catrice Austin, bringing you the latest dental tips, cosmetic dentistry trends, and inspiring stories to help you look and feel your best. From myth busting to life-changing smile transformations, this is your weekly dose of dental news that you can use. So let's talk smiles and get started. Today's episode is all about a topic that so many of us either avoid, dread, or just don't do correctly, and that is flossing. But guess what? We're here to make flossing fun, informative, and most importantly, achievable for everyone listening. Joining me today is none other than the amazing Whitney DeFaggio, aka Teeth Talk Girl. She is a registered dental hygienist, a YouTube star, and the face behind one of the most trusted dental resources on the internet, TeethTalkGirl.com. Whitney's passion for breaking down complex dental concepts into simple, relatable advice has made her truly a fan favorite for millions online. And today, she's bringing that magic right here to the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. So here's a little sneak peek of what you're gonna learn in this episode. So make sure you stick around. You don't wanna miss it. We're gonna be tackling the top flossing mistakes that you're probably making out there and how you can fix them. We'll explore the pros and the cons of the different flossing options, from the traditional floss to floss picks to the ever popular water flossers. And of course, guys, you will have the expert tips from Whitney herself on how to floss smarter and not harder. Plus, I'm going to share with you how you can step up your smile game by joining the VIP Smiles 7-Day Healthy Smile Workout Challenge. And trust me, this challenge will have your teeth looking and feeling better than ever. So if you have ever wondered, am I flossing right? Or which type of floss is best for me? This episode is definitely for you. So grab those headphones, get comfy, and get ready for an episode that could literally change how you care for your smile. This is the Let's Talk Smiles podcast, where we give you dental news that you can use with a splash of fun and a boost of confidence. Let's get into it. Hello, everybody. I'm Dr. Catrice Austin, host of the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. Boy, oh boy, am I excited to have you here with us, because we have a rock star in dentistry. I'm so excited to have Whitney. Welcome, Whitney, to the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. You are also known as the Teeth Talk Girl, with an incredible platform that really bridges the gap between the dental office and the dental toothpaste aisle. I am so happy to have you. How are you doing today?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. It's a little cold in New York City, but you know what? I love the cold. I grew up in Michigan, so I'm used to it.
I'm in Chicago, Midwest. Here we are.
Yes. Look at you. Yes, I love your town. I don't either. I don't know why we live in these cold climates.
Beautiful in the summer. It's worth it.
Oh, exactly. Let me know. I want to know, what inspired you to take this journey into being a content creator and being a dental health advocate?
Yeah. You know, when I graduated from dental hygiene school, I was just so excited to make a YouTube channel. There was no rhyme or reason. It was really just for fun. Long story short, when people actually started watching, to my surprise, my videos, I was getting more and more messages and, you know, comments on my videos, like really good, interesting comments like, wow, you inspired me to go to the dentist. I haven't been in 10 years. Or, oh, wow, that's how you floss. I didn't know. A bunch of comments that I was like, whoa, people are like actually learning. I thought I was just having fun. And really, that's where it all kind of spiraled from, in a good way. I was like, wait a second, this is real and I can really help people. So it was just really organic.
And that's what it's all about, right? It's about helping all those people out there that, you know, we don't learn this stuff. We don't learn proper dental oral care in school, or some parents, if your parents didn't learn, then those bad habits or non-habits really get passed down from generation to generation. What year was it that you started the YouTube channel?
So I created it in 2015. However, it went dormant. It didn't do anything for a long time. I was having fun before I got my license in the mail, my dental hygiene license. Mm-hmm. And then once I got my dental hygiene license, I was like, oh, I got to make some money because I have a lot of loans. And so I wasn't making any YouTube, you know, because I was just having fun on YouTube. So I started working clinically full time, 6 days a week until I could pay off my loans. And then I started realizing I really miss YouTube. Long story short, I got into it, like actually doing it.
Okay, like right at the heart of the pandemic.
Right before. Yeah.
Okay.
And then when the pandemic happened, I was kind of like, wow, I have a lot more time because I wasn't in the office. Yeah, I can make a lot more videos. And I fell in love with it. And now I do the videos full time and I do clinic part time. Who would have thought?
That is beautiful.
Never intended, but that's how it happened.
Well, today I want to talk to you about dental flossing.
Sure.
I saw one of your videos about the dental floss picks.
Okay.
And how to use it properly. And I said, you know what? This is an area that a lot of people out there, they drop the ball when it comes to flossing and they really don't know how to do it. They get all contorted. They see all the products in the toothpaste aisle. They don't know which one to choose.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about how to choose the best type of floss.
Yeah.
And definitely want to get into the pros, the cons, and I want to know which one is your favorite. So mm-hmm. to kick this first half off, I first want to talk about the problem with gum disease and definitely talk about flossing habits. Now, gum disease is a big epidemic across the world, but particularly in the United States. Can you break down for us, to the listeners, what is gum disease and why is it so common?
Yeah, of course. So I think the thing with gum disease, right, there's so many stages of gum disease, right? And a lot of people, it's very common to have gingivitis, which is the first stage of gum disease. That's when your gums are inflamed and red and puffy and bleeding. And people think that's normal. They're like, oh, my gums bleed, no big deal. And it's like, no, that's not normal. But so many people think it's normal, so it's left untreated or they're not seeing their dental provider routinely, whatever the case. So when gum disease becomes severe, periodontal disease, that's when gingivitis wasn't treated, right? When we have gingivitis, it can be reversed. We can brush, we can floss, we can go to the dentist and see the dental hygienist for a cleaning. Maybe you need a different type of cleaning to remove all that plaque
bacteria,
and tartar.
That soft, gooky stuff. Yeah.
Yes, the gunk, right? And so once that's all removed, then your gums can breathe and they're not, the inflammation process isn't happening. So we can reverse gingivitis. But when gingivitis isn't reversed, that's when all this bacteria and bad stuff on the teeth start eating away at the bone and you start losing bone around your teeth, and bone is what holds our teeth in, as we know. And so this severe periodontal disease can lead to tooth loss. So it makes me sad that so many people have gingivitis and they don't treat it in time, which it could have been reversed.
I think sometimes my patients have said this, when they see bleeding and sometimes they do brush or floss, they may attribute it to brushing too hard or they use the floss. They think the floss makes their gums bleed. What do you say about that? When you see bleeding, it's like when you see pink in the sink, if you see bleeding anywhere else on your body, it's probably not normal. What do you say to that?
100%, right? Yeah. If your skin was bleeding, you wouldn't be like, oh, well, right? And so that's the same thing with flossing. The floss isn't causing the bleeding, right? It's your gums that's causing the bleeding. So floss is just showing you what's going on. If you floss routinely and you get all that stuff removed professionally, you should stop bleeding over time, right?
Yeah, it doesn't take long.
No.
I've seen results in like a week or two
weeks
just from getting the just cleaning.
10
will
to 14.
Make a big difference.
Yes, 10 to 14 days. That's what I tell my patients as well. After you get this cleaning here, don't skip a day, right? Because it could take only 12 to 24 hours for that plaque, which is the stuff we can brush and floss off, to turn into tartar or calculus. It could only take
a
day.
You can't brush that off.
Right. You can't brush that off. So you don't want to start back where you don't want to get back to where you started. So yeah, I always say don't skip a day. Routine is key.
Routine is so key. Mm-hmm. Well, studies show that 50% of adults have some form of gum disease. In your opinion, why do you think people struggle with this so much?
You know, number one, lack of routine, for sure. Mm-hmm. Which also correlates and kind of aligns with poor oral hygiene. I think a lot of people are brushing, but they either aren't doing it right or they're using the wrong type of brush, or they're just not brushing for long enough. Nobody seems to be brushing for the full 2 minutes.
2 minutes,
right. And I don't say this in a rude way. I just say it in a, I don't think there's enough education. We're so, oftentimes you go to the dentist and the first thing, what do the patients ask? Do I have any cavities? Like, I just feel like that's kind of like our like culture in the US. We're always just like cavities, cavities. And we never really talk about the gums. And so I think it's awesome that more and more of us are on social media here. You're doing this right now to gain awareness to how important your gums are.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the flossing challenges and some of the pain points that our listeners may be experiencing out there.
Yeah.
One of the common reasons why people avoid flossing is they think it hurts when they do try to floss, or they see that bleeding. Mm-hmm. Can you explain again why the gums might bleed when flossing? And is that a reason to continue to floss or stop when they see that bleeding?
No, for sure. So you never want to stop. However, I will say, again, with plaque versus tartar, we'll just call it tartar. It's also called calculus. But plaque, we can brush and floss and get it all off. But if you're flossing and flossing and your gums are not, they just keep bleeding and you've been pushing through, you need to go to your dental office to get a professional cleaning. Because like we said, that tartar, once it's hardened and mineralized, that plaque mineralizes, it's like a rock stuck on your teeth. And that won't come off with a floss or a brush. So don't be hard on yourself. You're not doomed if your gums don't stop bleeding. I think you just need some professional care first.
Professional help.
And then once they remove everything, now you have a clean canvas to work with. Now you can floss and brush and do all your things. And within about a week or two, you won't have bleeding. And if you do, something systemic might be going on, or maybe you're just still not using the proper technique. So I always have my patients, I ask them to bring in their brush and bring in everything they use so I can see what they're doing if they're struggling.
I like that.
What can we be doing? I want to see what you're doing, because sometimes we just don't know.
That is a good, I never actually thought about that, Whitney, to have them bring in the tools that they're using show them. That is so good. Many people feel like flossing takes too long. They do the brushing. Let's just say they brush for 2 minutes. Then you want them to go in and floss. How do we change that mindset? If they just want to brush and they want to get out of there because they got to get to work, Whitney.
Well, if my patient were to ask me that, I would say, let's figure out a different routine. Maybe brushing and flossing at the same time isn't working for you. And that's fine. In my opinion, if you want to floss when you're watching TV on the couch instead of being in the bathroom, right? Like,
we'll take it.
We'll take it. And I have some patients, I mean, you know, Chicago traffic, I'm sure same in New York. I don't know. A lot of people drive here, but they're sitting in traffic and they're flossing. I'm like, well, I guess
I love that. Yes. When I see that,
I'll be like, okay.
When I see the flossers on the ground when I'm walking by, I'm like, yes, at least they're flossing. I love that.
100%, right? We need to work on the littering. But yeah, we definitely, as long as it happens once a day, you can make whatever routine works for you.
We'll take it.
I like it in the bathroom. I like to do all my stuff. I like to wash my hands. I'm infection control wild. So like, I'm not putting my hands in my mouth until I wash them. However, everyone's different. And whatever works for you, as long as you are disrupting that plaque layer between the teeth, doing the best you can, I'll take it.
Whatever works for you guys, we will take it. What do you think are the top three mistakes that people are making when flossing, and how can they avoid them?
Well, number one would probably be not doing it. Just, you know, right? Like, or like you said, thinking it's bleeding, so I want to stop. That's a mistake. Keep going. Another one is just the motion. A lot of people use the sawing motion instead of the cleaning motion. It makes me...
Okay.
Yeah. I love it.
Up and down, right?
Yes. So we want to go up and down. You want to scrape the sides of the teeth. You don't want to. So many movies and TV shows, if you ever notice, now that I say it, maybe you'll notice it, but I notice it all the time. They're showing people in the bathroom flossing like this. They're doing it wrong. And I'm like, no, don't show that on TV. You need an expert dental person to help you on this.
Exactly.
Because this is wrong.
I like that. We should be on the set of movies when there's dental involved. We need to be dental consultants.
Right.
I like that.
Exactly. I always laugh when I see that. I'm like, that's not a good example. So yeah, you want to go up and down, really clean the sides of the teeth. I think of it as like scraping stuff off from between the teeth.
Yeah.
So that was my second one. And number three is probably just wrapping it, not wrapping it properly. Some people are really good about going up and down, but they're not going to the sides, like up and down to the left, up and down to the right. You really should do that.
Yes, while you're in there. You need to get the sides of this tooth, and then you have another tooth that's right in there. So make sure you get both of those.
That's
and you
a good
really
want
to hold it like a C, right? Like,
I love it. Just the C shape, the hugging the tooth, the wrapping it around. Yes, I love that visual because it helps to really see. And then once you do it, and a lot of people are scared to touch their gums, you can go underneath the gums. It could go underneath. It'll disappear, your floss. If it's hurting, again, bring it to your dental provider and figure out why it might. Maybe you're just not doing the right angle, but once you do it with anything, maybe it'll feel uncomfortable at first, kind of like if you start running or if you start working out. But once you get used to it, again, routine, give it a couple weeks, you'll be good. You won't want to go to sleep without doing it.
Right. I feel icky if I don't do it. I feel icky if I don't do it at night and in the morning. I just need to be clean.
Same.
So we're talking about building healthy habits, and it does take a while to get those habits of brushing and flossing routinely. Mm-hmm. What is your best advice for building a flossing habit, particularly, and sticking to it?
Well, I will say it has to come from within, right? Like you have to know, you have to think about why you're doing this. It's not just for your gum health, right? It's not just for your teeth, but your overall health, right? There's so much research that shows that gum disease can be associated with heart disease, diabetes, kidney disease, Alzheimer's, strokes, all these things. So if you think about it like that, like I'm doing this for my overall health. It's not just for cosmetics. It's not just to make my teeth look pretty. It's really helping you. And I will say what I recommend to my patients a lot, there's an app called Better Mouth, and it's like it like gamifies it. So you have a streak, like a 7-day streak. And, you know, it makes it more fun for me. Like when I do things like that, I love logging my flossing. But anything to make it work for you, right?
Yeah, when you gamify things, it really makes it more fun and you might stick to it. So I love that. It's called Better
Mouth. So you can go to bettermouth.com. Yeah.
Okay.
It's great. I love
that.
Yeah.
And again, how soon does it take? They start this habit, they're doing it for 21 days. How long will it take to see improvement in gum health after they start brushing and flossing routinely?
So it depends, again, if you have that any plaque or tartar below the gum line. So it depends if you need to get that cleaning, right, at your dental office. But if you have nothing below your gum line, nothing is hard mineralized plaque, it usually takes 10 to 14 days.
Okay, and that's not bad.
No.
Well, I have to say, 'tis the season. Everybody should be going to the dentist if you haven't been all year. Mm-hmm. It is that time of year to make sure if you're one of the lucky people that has insurance, please make sure that you use it so you don't lose it. Mm-hmm. There's so many people out there that wish they had dental insurance. Yeah. And if you don't have dental insurance, I'm going to make sure to give you some resources at the end of this podcast to make sure that you have the resources to get care if you don't have it, because we don't want you guys to have bleeding gums and to suffer any of the signs and symptoms and consequences of not having insurance. So we're going to take a quick commercial break from one of our sponsors, which is the 7-day Healthy Smile Workout Challenge. And then when we come back, we are going to talk about the 3 most popular flossers on the market. And I really want to get your opinion on the pros and the cons of each. And I do want to hear what's your favorite. So stay tuned, guys. We're going to do a quick sponsor break. And here we go.
Welcome to the VIP Smiles 7-Day Healthy Smile Workout Challenge. Are you ready for a beautiful, healthy, and confident smile in just 7 days? Well, if you ever wanted to kickstart your journey to a stunning smile, get ready because this challenge is here to transform your smile into a winning smile. In just 7 days, you're going to uncover smile secrets that'll have your teeth looking fabulous. You're going to receive expert advice straight from a celebrity dentist. Picture this: you, a dazzling smile, and tips from the queen of smiles, Dr. Catrice Austin, that's me, all without spending a dime. Our 7-day challenge is here, and guess what? It is totally free. No hidden fees, just loads of good vibes and a journey to a healthier smile. We're gonna make this journey a fun journey. Now, here are four reasons why you should join our challenge. You don't want to miss this. In just 1 week, you're going to experience bite-sized daily wisdom, which will be quick, practical lessons to elevate your oral care routine. You're going to get exclusive videos, which will be expert guidance from me, right in your inbox every single day. You're going to have access to a supportive community where you'll have the opportunity to connect with fellow participants, share your experiences, and cheer each other on. And of course, what would a challenge be without having access to special offers? So join the challenge today, and you'll be on your way to a healthier smile. See you in the challenge.
All right. Thank you, 7-Day Healthy Smile Workout Challenge. All right, so let's get into phase two of our interview and let's talk about what's best for you. Now let's talk about traditional flossing. All right, what is traditional floss and what makes it the gold? Do you feel that it's the gold standard for flossing?
Yes. So traditional string floss is the string that we all know and love. We see it, you know, you unravel it and it's a whole string of floss. We got a product demonstration. I see it coming. There it is.
There it.
You know it. So floss, so, right? Perfect. And I do feel it's the gold standard. However, you have to use it right. And if you're not using it right, then it's not the gold standard for you, right? So you just have to find what works best for you. I do feel that everyone should try this traditional string floss method and see how it works for you. If it's not working, there are other options. But someone who's cavity prone or you get a lot of cavities between your teeth, there's really nothing else that's going to really help protect against cavities other than that popping motion, right? Your floss pick or the flosser might help. But whenever I recommend a floss pick or a flosser, those little ones, I recommend to do that in conjunction with something else. I never say to do it alone. So, but if you use string floss properly, you can get away with just brushing and flossing. That's it.
Okay. So you walk me, you need a good size.
Yeah.
Amount of floss.
Yeah.
Then you're supposed to wrap it around your fingers.
Yes.
Like how should it be, like this short?
So like that? It's a little blurry, but I can't see. Yeah. I usually say, the shorter, so the longer the strand, but I see that it looks a little shorter. Perfect. I usually say, I don't know, 2-ish inches. I can't really see what you have there.
Okay.
But no worries. I see something and it looks fine to me as long as it works. But wrap around your middle fingers, right? I love it. We're demonstrating. And then you want to use my thumb and index finger to actually push it up and down.
Okay.
To give you that strong, right? Manual dexterity. There you go. Okay. I see the movement.
Okay.
And then you bring the Titan floss between your teeth and pressing and wrapping around the tooth. Make sure you're not popping it straight down into your, we call it the papilla, right? You don't want to pop it right into your gums. You want to wrap or use that C shape that you said. You want to wrap it around the tooth, up and down to the right, up and down to the left, scraping the sides of the tooth. We call that the cleaning motion. You never want to use the sawing motion again. That'll hurt your gums.
Okay.
Sawing motion is just to get up in there. And once you're up in there, then you could go up and down. I love it.
Up and down. What about if they have their teeth are really tight and the floss doesn't get through? What do you recommend?
So I feel like there's still ways. We'll figure it out. The floss can get through. There are things called super floss that you can kind of push through and pull it down. There's something called interdental brushes that sometimes there's different sizes of those or little Christmas trees. There's also water flossers. However, I love a water flosser, but I would say if you have a cavity situation, try and focus on one of the manual options like that. But there's different types of string floss too. Like just because,
like wax floss.
There you go. Like if one doesn't fit, try a different brand or try wax versus unwaxed. Or there's so many different sizes. So it's kind of a guess and test, trial and error.
Okay. But you recommend this string floss pretty much for everyone. Like you can't go wrong with this.
I do.
Okay.
However, I mean, again, there's always exceptions if you're in braces, if you have manual dexterity issues, if you know you can't use it because you can't use your hands and fingers properly, then let's talk. But I think you can't go wrong with doing the regular traditional string floss. And if you need to add something else in addition, then sure. But I do think it's the gold standard. I agree.
Okay. Now, one of my personal favorites, which a lot of people tend to use, are these flossers, the floss on a stick.
Mm-hmm.
They're really popular, especially for those who are looking for convenience. They don't have that manual dexterity. Do you feel like these are equally effective as string floss or not so much?
I think they can be. in a sense, asterisk. I don't know. You have to use them properly again, right? I do think they're harder to adapt to your tooth because you have to, I always recommend like bend it a little if you can, because then it sometimes like does the C shape for you, right? Depends which one you
want. Okay.
That's like an option.
I like that.
See, yeah, the little
I've
bend.
I've never done that.
See, the little okay. bend. But then, you know, you do all the, like all the sides to the left or all the sides to the right, then you have to rebend and do the other sides. But either way, that can help a lot. And then I also think for kids, this is like your best option. Because kids, they can at least just pop it in and out. They don't have to do perfect root. Like
that, I'm so glad that you brought that up. Mm-hmm. Kids are supposed to floss, guys. Mm-hmm. If you don't teach your kids that they, as they're growing, that they should floss,
yeah.
then you're missing the boat, and you will end up with those costly dental bills.
Yeah.
Do you have a age, an ideal age that a child should start flossing?
I mean, I say once two teeth are next to each other, the parent should help them floss. So they're probably going to be like 2 years old or so they're not wow. going to be able to do it themselves. So when right. they're that little and they have two teeth next to each other and they might even be 1 year old, you should pop that floss in and out. But, you know, usually around between 6 and 10. Kids have dexterity to do it themselves.
To do it themselves.
Right. You know
yeah.
your kid best, right? So like if you think they can handle it, or sometimes they just want to, let them do it. And then if you don't think they're doing a good job, I always recommend to parents, do it again for them after. You know, they want okay. They want the independence. That's fine. But if you're seeing they're not doing it good at all, then maybe do it again for them afterwards.
And if I'm not mistaken, they have these flossers for kids,
yes.
right?
Yes. And in flavors and that aren't just mint. Because yeah, floss is really minty. If you think about it, most flosses are yeah. very mint. There are some brands that aren't. But floss picks for kids, they have bubblegum and berry. There's all the, you know, when you go to the toothbrush aisle, find the colorful one, whatever's for kids. And yeah. check it out. There's different flavors, which helps because minty for kids, they sometimes say, yeah. I'm sure you know, they always go spicy, like they don't like it.
They like bubble gum yeah. and what else?
Yeah.
Cherry. All
yeah,
this,
cherry,
those fun
berry.
Players.
They got all the orange. There's a bunch of different options.
Yes. So who would you say these are the best for if we had to tell someone?
I would say kids, honestly. Kids and then people with poor dexterity, people that struggle okay. with their fingers, that just can't get their fingers in their mouth, can't adapt, you know, maybe elderly, maybe someone just has something going on with their hands. Whatever the case, if it works for you, then it's the best for you. That's really my...
One of the questions that I get all the time is, when I'm in here, how long should I, can I just go quickly in and out, or should I be in this between the teeth for a certain amount of time?
Mm-hmm.
Is there, should you like floss for 2 minutes as well? Is there a time limit for flossing?
I think flossing is less about time and just more about technique. As long as you're okay. scraping up and down to the right and up and down to the left, move on to the next tooth, up and down to the
okay.
right. I think everyone's going to be different with their time, just depending on how good you are with your hands, right? And how used
once
to you
become
get.
A...
Yeah, yeah, you could become a pro. Like I wasn't as fast as I was cleaning people's teeth when I first started as a hygienist, but now I can do a cleaning a lot faster.
And
so with yeah. With anything, you at home, remember when you first brushed your teeth as a kid, it took you a while, but now you could brush. Once you do it, you'll be fine. Don't worry about the time and just worry about technique.
I love that. Technique matters. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's get into the third one. We talked about this earlier,
oh, yes.
the water flosser.
Yes.
These are so fun.
Yes.
but they can be a little messy.
Yeah.
They seem to be all the rage, Whitney. Can you explain what water flossers are and how they work?
Yeah. So I love a water flosser. I always feel like people get it twisted because I'm always saying string floss is the best. That doesn't mean I don't like a water flosser. It just means anyone could use it, but some people benefit from it more than others. What it is a high pressurized water sprayer. It's kind of like a squirt gun that kids play with.
Like like a car wash for your smile.
There you go, power washer. And so it cleans around the gums and between the teeth, and it sprays and blasts this plaque away and food debris and whatever stuck. It also is really good at stimulating the gum tissue. And that's what I really
okay.
love about anyone that has, you said there's a large percentage of people with any type of gum disease or gingivitis. Anyone with gum disease or gingivitis, any of that stuff, I think will benefit from a water flosser. Because it's
okay.
It's not the best analogy, but it's something like lifting weights, right? Like it's good for your muscles, or getting a massage. Like it's good. It's just the same thing with that. It's stimulating the gums. It's making them healthier and more stippled and healthy and pink and less likely to bleed. So if you have any gum issues, add it in. It can only help. But if your gums are perfect and you don't want to do it, don't worry about it. But it can't hurt if your gums are perfect. They'll just keep letting them be perfect.
Some people even call this like the lazy option for flossing. What do you think about that?
I don't think it's lazy at all, because you have to, again, to not make a mess. You mentioned it's messy. You don't want to be spraying it. You got to really use your brain when you're using it, because if you spray it, your whole bathroom's going to be, right?
Your whole bathroom. Yeah.
I would not call it lazy. I would call it very, like, you really got to pay attention when using it. Again, I have some patients that stand in the shower and use it because they don't want to deal with all that water. That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't plug it in, though, if there's, well, obviously be safe. But I just always.
That part?
Yeah, right. But no, I don't think it's lazy at all, because you really have to guide it along from each tooth. I follow the gum line from one tooth to the next tooth. I pause a little in between the teeth to the next tooth to the next tooth. I have videos that show technique on how to use it and how to not make a mess. But keep your mouth closed when you're using it. You don't want to stare at yourself in the mirror. You want to be looking down and just feel what you're doing. There's a lot of little tips to make it not messy. Once you start using it, it's easy.
The reason why I like these is because when I am doing a cleaning, the times that I do cleanings, I find that people really miss the back areas, like those wisdom teeth areas. Mm-hmm. So you can get back there and really flush those areas out.
Yes.
So you're going to take it and, like she said, go along the gum line. You have food stuck between your teeth. And sometimes if you are lucky, it'll get underneath the gums and flush things out. But I agree, Whitney.
Yes.
I think there's nothing like getting that string underneath. So I personally do both. I like the flossers and I like this. Is it okay to add a little mouthwash or peroxide or any of those things to the water?
Yeah. Sometimes I've heard this be kind of a controversial thing. I used to always say, yeah, it can't hurt. But the more and more like I learn about it is that some of the manufacturers say not to do it because it can like ruin the lines. Like it's nothing for you. You're going to be fine, but you might mess you with your product with
the longevity of your device may not.
The device.
Okay.
That's the word. So,
okay.
But I think it's great, but I would never want you to break your device. So always read the manufacturer's instructions if it says not to do it. But if it doesn't say to do it and you want to do it, I mean, who am I to tell you not to? I think it can only help.
Rules are made to be broken sometimes out of the
just, you know, if someone likes it, then you know what?
Yeah. It's like Nike. Just do it. Just do it.
Perfect.
Who do you feel that water flossers could benefit the most?
Yeah. Again, with anyone with gum issues, for sure. Gingivitis, gum disease, bleeding gums, anyone that has anything going on with the gums, it's only going to help improve your gum health for sure.
What I think also for the people out there that have braces.
I knew you were going to say. I was like, oh, who's she going to say? I knew it.
Yeah.
Of course.
What about dental implants or bridges?
100%. You're
bridges.
Right. See, I'm always thinking about the gums, but you're right. Braces, lovely
option. Oh, my God.
Of course, because it's just so hard to clean around the brackets. And then, yes, implants, any type of bridge. I always am really hesitant to give any implant recommendations. I always say, ask the individual dentist that placed your implant, because they'll tell you what. Some, I know periodontists really like proxy brushes, whereas other periodontists like water flossers. So I think it just depends what your dentist tells you to do. It will clean around it really well. Always use a low setting and always ask your dental provider.
That is great advice. I love it. I hope you guys out there are enjoying this. We never get to talk about flossing like this. So thank you so much for sharing this. I want to do something a little fun. Yeah. I want to do a fun little rapid fire question with you.
Okay. Okay.
I want to bust some myths with Whitney.
Okay.
And true or false? If my gums bleed when I floss, I should stop. True or false?
False. Don't stop.
Good answer. Flossers completely replace traditional flossing. True or false?
I think false, but some people will say there's exceptions where if you're not flossing at all and all you're going to use is a water flosser, I'd rather you be doing something.
Good answer.
That's my answer.
Flossing once a week is better than nothing. True or false?
True. Why not?
We'll take it. We want you to floss every day, but we'll take once a week, and hopefully you get that app and you start doing
there
it a
you
little
go
bit
and you'll build
more.
Up that routine.
That's
habits.
Right.
Habit forming.
Let's see. True or false? All flosses are created equal.
That's a good one. You know what? Again, sorry, I'm not very good at like the night and day type questions. I will say that I think kind of yes, in this sense, and this is probably going against popular opinion, but if you like a floss that is deemed not that good, but you like to use it, I'm happy you're using it. We learned in dental hygiene school, if you can get your patients to floss with a shoestring, so be it. Like they were so like, just have them clean between their teeth with some things. Yes, there's better ones for sure, but I'm fine with you using whatever you like.
Whatever you like. All right, so Whitney, if you had to say what you like the best, traditional floss, a floss pick, or water flosser, which one you would pick if you only had one option for the rest of your life?
Oh, for me, for sure, traditional string floss.
Okay. And for me, I'm going to go with, for the rest of my life, I'm going with these babies.
Okay.
I like these.
Because you know how to use them. I love that.
Yes.
As long as, yeah. That's good.
Well, do you have a favorite brand or anything that you would recommend with the string floss by chance?
Again, I'm such an advocate of whatever the patient likes. I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
Same with floss, same with toothpaste.
And toothpaste. Yeah, they ask all the time.
Right. If you're trying to use a toothpaste because someone told you it's good, but you hate the taste of it, you're less likely to brush for the full 2 minutes because you don't like the taste. Yeah. You just want to be done. So find a toothpaste you like. I do recommend ADA approved, you know, things like that.
Absolutely.
Some kind of regulatory body so you know it works. But yeah, use what you like.
Yeah, just keep, try something out. If something's on sale,
yeah,
try it, see how you like it, and you'll discover which one is your favorite.
Totally.
Well, that is it for our time today, Miss Teeth Talk Girl. Thank you so much for joining us today at the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. This was so fun.
This was so fun. Thank you for having me.
I would love to have you back. God, I was so honored to have you.
Oh.
Would you come back and join us for another episode?
Totally. This is so fun. I love the rapid fire. You made my brain start. I was like, oh boy, what kind of thing? It was very fun. Thank you.
Well, tell us how the folks out there can reach you. And I know that you have a nice little guide, a free oral care guide. Can you tell everybody where to reach you and where they can get your free oral care guide, which has the 5 must-haves for your oral care routine?
Thank you. You know about that. That's awesome. Thank you. Teeth Talk Girl on Instagram at Teeth Talk Girl, not TikTok Girl, Teeth Talk Girl. When I tell people that nowadays, they're always like, wait, what? And I'm like, no, Teeth Talk. So Teeth Talk Girl on Instagram. Feel free to DM me. My YouTube videos, youtube.com/teeth talk. And then, yeah, my free oral care guide, you can find it in the link in my bio on Instagram, as well as in the description box or the pinned comment of any YouTube video of mine. So it's everywhere.
And I'll make sure to include it in our show notes too.
Thank you guys. Go
to the show notes after the show.
Make sure you
download that resource.
Yes.
And man, guys, remember that your oral health is a part of your overall health. And we want you to all have beautiful, healthy, and confident smiles,
yes,
fresh, kissable breath. That confidence will take you a long way. Well, and if you guys are not having the routine that you should have, I want to invite you guys once again to join the 7-Day Healthy Smile Workout Challenge. You can find that challenge at www.bipsmiles.com. Every day in your inbox, you will get a video on brushing, flossing, rinsing, cleaning your tongue, building those habits. On day 6, we'll talk about teeth lightening. And day 7, you will get a video all about having straighter teeth with clear aligners and the all so popular porcelain veneers. So that is it for our time today. Thank you, Whitney, aka Teeth Talk Girl. Until next time, remember to keep smiling. Bye-bye.
Love and teeth. Thank you.
Thank you so much for watching this episode of the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. I really hope that you learned something new and that you feel inspired to take your smile and your entire life to the next level. Now, if you enjoyed this show, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. If you have a question or you have a good topic that you want me to cover, drop it in the comments below. You know I'd love to hear from you. And don't forget, visit our website for more smile tips, dental consultations, and resources that will help you achieve the confident smile that you deserve. Remember, tune in for the dental knowledge and stay for the fun and confidence boost. See you next time. Bye-bye.